Hello and welcome to our third module in our next exploration in saying yes to yourself without guilt or doubt, and how to stay committed to this practice. I hope you enjoyed the previous module and have been able to uncover the part of you that by default says no to what you want. And so far, it may very well have been the reason that you haven't made it across to the other side of the shore yet. In today's module, we'll begin practicing how to commit in a way that helps you succeed. I want to help you with this transition between what you want or what you say yes to and how not to turn away from it. So just to put it more clearly again, there are these two things going on. One is, you get in touch with something that you want, maybe lose weight, speak up, get a spiritual practice going, work on your anger issues, whatever it is on top of your list. And the other thing is, then when you start taking the first steps in that direction of your yes, then you run up against all the ways and all the reasons to not do it, to not get it, and you end up believing those reasons more than the original feeling of what you want, what you say yes to. And then, of course, you keep finding yourself stuck on this side of the shore. And on top of that, you're resisting being on this side of the shore. Does that sound familiar? It's like you can't win, right? But you can. Your home play is first to really become aware of this pattern, as we went through in the previous module, and make that a serious priority. The reason that I keep stressing that is that many times you seem to get ahead and you're able to kick the habit and change your life and you feel good about yourself. You feel you've crossed the waters, moved through the barriers, and you relax. But then this is what happens next, and you probably know what I'm talking about. Unless you can recognize this pattern when it sneaks up on you again, and it often does, you just may end up with your hand in the cookie jar again. And you know what happens next, right? You give up. You lose hope. You lose confidence in yourself. And here it is. You turn back to this side of the shore and set up camp, disappointed and disillusioned. This is a very common pattern with people with addictions. They do so much work to kick the bad habits, but they have not necessarily made friends yet with all the reasons they took on this pattern or addiction for, and they never learned to meet the parts that don't want to stop their addiction. They never learn to love them or listen to them or replace them with what they really want, what it is they want from the addiction. Be sure that any addiction has some kind of a payoff. That's why we do it, right? But if the payoff is to not feel any underlying painful feelings or memories, you won't be able to kick the habit until you lovingly meet that pain or fear or whatever it is. However, when you do unveil this pattern, as you're doing here in this program, you will recognize it when it shows up. So my strong invitation to you is to get to know all the ways you have resisted getting to the other side of the shore. Get to know every single wave, every barrier, and meet those with a yes and with a how. Like the how is a curiosity, and find out what they really want. I don't need to tell you that it's not the addiction that you want, right? Or the consequences of not following your yes. That is not what you want. It's either an experience of numbness from pain that you want, or the avoidance of feeling certain challenges in your life. Or to use the metaphor of going to the gym to get in shape, you don't want to do the push-ups and the hard work in order to get strong muscles. And it is hard work to make your way out of a thousands-year slumber of ingrained and hardwired patterns. Seeing it once, feeling it once, making the attempt once or many times is not enough for most of us. Certainly hasn't been for me. And those of us who really do make the changes are the ones who want freedom more than anything. Bingo. That's it. That's what it takes. But please don't despair if you can't feel that yet and are already blinking your turning signal to go back to your familiar shore. There is hope, and I'm going to show you how in this module. So just so you don't think you're the only one with that patterns, in a nutshell, this is basically everybody's life patterns to stay stuck on this side of the shore and resisting that you're stuck there. It's a double whammy. And it's here it is again. I'll just remind you, all your focus is on what you don't want, and then you lose sight of what you do want, and then you're not happy. And all the while, you want to be happy, but unconsciously, you're sabotaging yourself from doing what it takes to get there. So let's dive into the process of how to get to that place inside, where what you say yes to, like what you deeply want, is more important than anything else. You want to be free more than anything else. When you get to that place, you cannot turn back anymore. The yes has taken over, and any no seems like a fly on your shoulder. Just brush it off and keep moving. Would you like that? If you do your push-ups, you can do that. You can become that. You can be that strong in your resolve. And the truth is that we all only fully commit to what we want the most. Your biggest yes always wins, whether it's reaching the other shore or whether it's staying on this shore. And if you so far have committed to staying on this side of the shore, you need to be curious to find out what it is here that is so attractive and even seductive. You don't want to push it away or get rid of it or judge it or suppress it anymore. I think we got that pretty clear in the previous module. If you need to, please go back and listen to it again. It's the one pattern you need to really grog, get in your core, feel it. I like to use the metaphor of having a full tank if you want to make it across to the other shore. A full tank of energy and of yes. You fill up your energy with the feeling of yes, I want that. And you need to know how to fill up your tank. And even if you should make it only halfway across and a scary wave directs you right back, then you need to know what this wave is all about and you need to know how to tackle it. Then instead of turning back, you become energized by tackling this wave in a loving way. And then you'll get more fuel so you have enough in your tank to keep going and keep going and keep going. Now I want you to take a look at commitment and filling up your tank and keeping it full. We all have a certain amount of laziness, attachment to comfort, safety, convenience, and familiarity. We all have it. And this goes completely against a new inspiration or aspiration to change. It goes against a yes to what you want, because a yes to what you want means you have to say no to your current convenient, comfortable, lazy, familiar, and safe life. It's one of these 180 degrees U-turns or UEs. You can't make it to the other side with your current self or your current identity. You can't bring a sugar addiction across to the shore where you don't eat sugar anymore. You have to leave it behind. And even though it sounds crazy, most of us haven't really considered the consequences of wanting a change. So let's consider this now. Change is opposite to familiarity and comfort. And we all want that. Let's just be honest. It feels safe and we don't have to do the push-ups. So when you say you want to change something, I want you to be aware of what you're up against. How does the word resistance sound here? Remember that word? Yes, you've got that right. Lots of resistance here. First, there is the resistance to being your current you, whom you don't like anymore and want to change. Then there's the resistance to change because at the core you want to stay safe and comfortable and the same. And on top of that, you'll run into fear and opposition and resistance inside of yourself and the resistance in the outer world, because they want you to stay the same too, because they don't want to change. So that means that your life and your family, your friends, your boss, neighbors, peers, co-workers, they're all part of the waves that you're going to run into. They don't want you to change, because that means they have to change. And they have the same resistances. So have you noticed how they often want to stop you from making big, big changes, deep changes? The world wants you to be like them. Or just even the world at large that thrives on safety and sameness, right? It's the same. You can't just rock their boat. So before you start on your new journey, you need to know who and what you're going to meet along your way, both inside and out. These are the waves and the barriers, and you need to know them so they don't sidetrack you in the moment of unawareness. And please know, I'm not here to scare you, but let's say if I'm sending you off to the grocery store to buy a loaf of bread, and I don't tell you about the huge pothole or the big boulder in the road on your way there, you may not make it to the store. You may get lost in the hole or crash into the boulder or turn around because it scares you. Well, guess what? You won't get the bread. No matter how healthy it is and how good it is for you, you won't reach the other side of the shore. You won't reach the store to buy the bread. You simply won't make it to the grocery store. Now, maybe that's a silly metaphor, but if we apply that to you wanting to learn to say yes to yourself and become who you truly are, which is the metaphor of the bread right here, and if I don't tell you about the obstacles you'll run into on your path, I won't be doing you a favor. So please, it's not to scare you, but it is to prepare you. Big difference, and hopefully motivates you to find out how to fill up your tank and to keep it full, to keep committing. Now, what does it take to find the power to say yes to what you really want and keep saying yes to it? That's the trick, right? It's easy to do it and then fail and then not keep saying yes. That's what most of us do until we don't. As you heard in the previous recording, that includes all the parts that like comfort, safety, familiarity, and are lazy. They're not going to go away by you just wanting to get rid of them, remember? That's not going to do it. You need to include saying yes first to the parts that resist change, the ones that say no to change. And this is where you'll learn to say yes to your inner no and learn about it. And remember how I shared with you in the first module how I got myself into an immense amount of suffering and fear because I didn't listen to my no? Yes. That's what we do. We get into a big mess. So to sum it up, it includes the part that says no to change and the part that says yes. They all have their own good reasons for being what they are and saying what they say. And you want to learn from them how you can support them in joining you on your journey. When you know how to have all these parts join you instead of stopping you, can you see how that gives you more fuel in your tank? The no becomes a yes. The parts that have been resisting, they can now change and support you and go along with you. You will have more energy in your tank. So you really have to include them in order for them to get on your side, on your team for change. You need to know them and address them so they don't sabotage your good intentions. And this happened often without you even knowing about it. So I don't want you to get sidetracked and go like, what happened? I lost my motivation. What happened? My commitment tank is empty. And you may not even know what happened, but you just feel it. So if that should happen, you most likely shifted your focus back onto safety, comfort, and familiarity, and you took your focus off what you want, your yes, your longing, your deep divine desire, the future self standing over there waving at you. Now, if you want to stay on this side of the shore, then at least do it consciously. You know, it's really okay. I promise you, it's okay to choose to turn around and go back. Because the waves are too high, the pothole is too deep, the boulder is too wide, and you don't know how to get around them or through them yet. Right? It's the how. You don't know how. Here's that word, how. But when you don't resist them, when you say yes to those parts that say no, now you can learn from them. That is being conscious. Now you can choose to slow down or get help. Seek out support. Reach out. Take a break. Or choose to turn back for now. As long as you do it consciously, at least you know why you're doing it, and then you will be able to change it. As long as you resist it, you won't know why you're doing it, and nothing will change. So let me give you an example. Let's say you're on a roll and really meeting every part of you with love and kindness, and then suddenly someone says something really mean to you. Or you read something in the news that shatters your inner vision and your hope and your yes. Or your life suddenly gets really busy and oops, your yes drops down to the bottom of the priority list. And this is what happens all the time. I'm sure you already know this. I know it for sure. But now, this time, before you enter your journey, you want to bring all the tools and your knowledge along so you don't get stuck halfway without knowing how to move past these waves. How to get help from these waves to make it across, because you need them. And I want to do my part to prepare you so that you can make it to the other side of the shore where your future self is waiting as your full self-expression and as your fulfillment, the fulfillment that you've been longing for. Now, these little examples, they are the potholes and the barriers in the road on the way to the grocery store or the waves that you're going to run into when you're crossing the waters. You can call them whatever you want. It doesn't matter. As long as you recognize them, you need to learn to steer around them, go through them, move above them, turn them around, whatever is called for in each moment. And the more you say yes to the waves, the better you'll know them. And it gets easier and easier to manage them because now you have a relationship to them. And when you have a good relationship, then you can work together. When you resist them, be sure they will resist you. Okay, let's pause here before we continue to explore deeper the how to fill up your tank and to keep it full. Take some time to contemplate what you've heard today and how it relates to you, how it relates to your life. That's really where the work starts. It's fine to listen to this recording, but it isn't until you start really relating it to your life. So just look at, you know, what waves and potholes are you already aware of that you keep running into. And then in the next part of this module, we'll explore how do you stay committed for the long haul, for the journey all across to the other side. I'll talk to you soon.